Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your Tuesday. Minnow Lake Restoration Group taking city to court over KED. New legal action has been filed against the City of Greater Sudbury related to the Kingsway Entertainment District. The city's elected officials have not had all relevant information available during their decision-making processes, according to a notice of application for judicial review filed August 13 by the Minnow Lake Restoration Committee, MLRC. It's certainly our client's view that a full and proper understanding of the issues might well lead to a different outcome in terms of the site selection, said the committee's lawyer, Eric Gillespie, in an interview. During a July 14 council meeting, Greater Sudbury City Council gave staff the okay to proceed with the next steps of the KED project. In making this decision, members of council joined city staff in making numerous errors of law, according to the application for judicial review, MLRC is arguing in its suit. In the application for judicial review, MLRC argues through its lawyer these errors include failing to comply with the rules of procedural fairness, including limiting discussion and questions during the council proceedings, and failing to disclose relevant and material information that, had it been known, would likely have affected the result. Read the full story here. City says it will have a stronger security presence to stop homeless encampments downtown after a tumultuous week in Memorial Park, with the dismantling of an encampment on August 12 and the subsequent removal of the roofed pavilion on August 13. A city councilor said Greater Sudbury will have a stronger presence around the park to prevent another encampment from developing. The pavilion was lit 24 hours a day, which was attractive for safety reasons, as was the proximity of the Greater Sudbury Police Headquarters, which was the reason many decided to set up camp in the park. You can read the story of the dismantling here. In addition to the removal of those living in the park, several security-related actions have been taken, as per a post on Facebook from Ward 5 Cown. Robert Kirwan. In his post, Kirwan provided many of the answers that were not provided by the city's communications department. The steps the city is taking, Kerwin's post states, include beginning August 15 uniform security will be posted at the park 7 days per week, 24 hours per day. As well, two uniformed contracted security guards will be posted on site with a vehicle. They will actively monitor and deter antisocial behavior, which includes the erection of tents or structures. Until August 22, contract security resources will be on site overnight between 12:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. at Memorial Park. For the remaining 16 hours per day, our on-duty security enforcement bylaw officers will patrol on site. Read the full story here. Up Here is back with live outdoor concerts on Durham August 20-22. Sudbury's Urban Art and Music Festival is welcoming live music back to town with a series of free outdoor concerts taking place on Durham Street downtown from August 20 to 22. The festivities kick off with an electronic music night on Friday August 20, featuring Montreal's Marie Davison et Loi Nous performing alongside the Nissa and the 555. Polaris shortlisted hip-hop artist Cadence Weapon will headline a hip-hop night alongside Ethiopian-born and Montreal-based rapper Naya Ali and local rapper Jertel Downs on Saturday, August 21. Festival-goers will remember Naya Ali from her performance at the base of the Superstack in Copper Cliff during the 2019 Up Here Mystery Tour. On Sunday, August 22, Hamilton-based Ojibwe artist Zune will play his signature sounds with local post-punk legends Casper Skulls and Sudbury's own folk country songstress Julie Katrinette. The outdoor concerts are pay what you can, and donations will be accepted on-site or at uphere.com/donate. Strict health and safety measures will be in place at Up Here Square. Read the full story here. First full day of election campaign kicks off with announcements from party leaders. The first full day of the federal election campaign began Monday with Justin Trudeau making an announcement in Quebec. The Liberal leader left Lingale, K., and made his way to Cobourg, Ont., with several stops along the way. Shortly after Trudeau's morning announcement, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh made one of his own in Toronto, a Liberal stronghold he's hoping to turn orange. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole stuck to Ottawa, though he had virtual telephone town halls with communities in Newfoundland and Labrador and Ontario planned for the evening. O'Toole started the day with what his team billed as a major announcement. Governor-General Mary Simon dissolved Parliament Sunday morning at Trudeau's request, and voters head to the poll September 20. Warm, humid day with a mix of sun and cloud for today. Tuesday is going to be a warm, humid day, folks. Under a mix of sun and cloud, today's high is 26, but the humidity will make it feel more like 31. The UV index today is 7, or high. Tonight, the mercury will dip down to 15, and the skies will clear around midnight.